In an era dominated by screens and notifications, face-to-face conversation is becoming endangered. This timely rescue mission for our most fundamental human connection reminds us that despite our countless ways to connect, meaningful interaction grows increasingly rare. Conversation is humanity's Swiss Army knife, simultaneously building relationships, exchanging information, establishing status, entertaining, seducing, teaching, and persuading. When it works well, it approaches something like heaven, transforming strangers into friends and creating moments of genuine connection that feel like chamber music. The irony of our communication age is that we communicate less meaningfully because of our dizzying means of being in touch. We don't look at the barista because we're busy with our devices. Wedding guests text during vows. Fast food restaurants deliberately play up-tempo music to drive customers out quickly. Families talk less than ever before. The consequences are profound. Internet addiction depletes our sensibility and intuition, skills acquired through being together. Many become so afraid of saying the wrong thing that they say nothing at all, appearing arrogant instead of merely shy. Yet conversation remains irreplaceable. Our minds are designed for the spontaneous exchange of ideas and the subtle dance of turn-taking that no digital platform can replicate. If conversation is music, greetings are the tuning fork that sets the tone. They announce who we are and reveal relationship dynamics. No word costs less or counts more than hello. Even in large cities, someone who won't return a greeting seems unsettlingly isolated. Greetings establish that people's attention belongs to each other. Our globalized world has created confusion around greetings. From high fives to air kisses, options rarely fit general use, leading to awkward encounters. Social codes are fading, with etiquette becoming increasingly ambiguous. We form lasting impressions from brief encounters, with greeting missteps often magnifying into character judgments. The handshake, originally showing one held no weapon, remains the safest greeting for newcomers, revealing character through grip, eye contact, and manner. To avoid bungling names, use memory tricks. Repeat names after hearing them, offer your own when detecting hesitation, and when introducing others, start with someone whose name you know. Remember the virtue of Saubona, I see you. It acknowledges that the other person matters. Small talk has a poor reputation, dismissed as trivial or empty. Yet this seemingly frivolous exchange serves as conversation's warm-up act, setting the tone while scanning for affinities. It creates intimacy by stimulating our sense of belonging. As formal speech fades, small talk has become the social equalizer. In multicultural settings connected through global commerce, casual language translates more readily than formality. We often judge these interactions by our own performance rather than others' contributions. The solution? Being more engaged reduces nervousness. Approach small talk like a treasure hunt with genuine curiosity. Start with neutral topics that interest you, avoiding revelations or personal questions that might cause discomfort. The path to intimacy follows four steps: courtesies, hello, how are you, trading information, what brought you here, opinions, isn't this music unusual? And feelings. Yuck, I hate it. Transform observations into discussion points by adding questions like, it's a beautiful evening, isn't it? Showing you value their opinion. Great conversationalists excel at listening, not talking. French salonniers who elevated conversation to a game for shared pleasure valued listening above speech. People prefer Disraeli, who made them feel clever, over Gladstone, who merely displayed cleverness. Listening is an active, intelligence-activating process. We don't catch every spoken word. Our minds build meaning through short-term memory, selectively focus on certain voices, the cocktail party effect, and predict meaning because we can't process all 20 sounds per second in normal speech. Strong listener reactions inspire a livelier speech. Physical cues include facing the speaker, making eye contact, nodding, and showing facial emotions. Take audible action with appropriate affirmations like, wow, and really? Good interruptions, contrary to etiquette myths, often enhance conversation flow. To listen better, develop imaginative hospitality by suspending judgment. Trace the emotional line of expression to unlock meaning. Words impact through force and direction, landing only when listeners understand their origin and aim. Before challenging someone, listen, question, summarize, empathize, then offer a different view. Silence makes up 40-50% of average speech, functioning as background, frame, cue, and punctuation that paces meaning. Modern society increasingly views silence negatively. Urban dwellers fear it more than rural residents, and hesitant speakers are often seen as either troubled or powerful. Even shy children now receive diagnoses of selective mutism and medication. Speech pauses occur primarily from hesitation, comprising a third to half of ordinary speech, rather than breath. Linguists consider hesitations marks of superior spontaneous speech. They indicate active thinking as speakers plan ahead. Smooth, unbroken speech often signals rehearsed phrases rather than authenticity. Silence serves three tactical purposes: as silencer, eliminating unwanted questions; shield, guarding against unhelpful revelations; and negotiator. In negotiations, waiting to respond often pressures counterparts to improve terms. Silence can also be meaningful and comfortable, as between long-term partners, where it demonstrates trust and connection. Conversation thrives on harmony of pace, rhythm, and flow. Skilled talkers transform ordinary subjects into something magical by weaving connections between people. When conversations fail, we often blame others instead of recognizing missed signals. As E.M. Forster said, "Only connect." Connections form the essential joinery of relating. We broke our topics through bids: direct ones, statements, questions, previews, or indirect ones, oblique comments. Open bids allow passive reactions or active engagement, while closed bids limit options. Your response tone signals whether you want to develop a topic, green; support without furthering it, amber; or end it, red. When shifting topics, guide listeners appropriately. Raise pitch and volume for newer subjects. State the obvious when needed and leverage local knowledge. Remember that Latin conversare means to turn around often. Frame questions that allow exploration and provide answers others can build upon. Even with unresponsive partners, persist. Sharing remains the core social principle. We can reclaim conversation through simple efforts. Greet everyone you meet. Ration your attention by turning off your phone and using voicemail strategically. Train others not to expect instant responses by handling emails at scheduled times and avoiding non-emergency work communications after hours. Consider alternatives before texting. Many text when face-to-face conversation is possible, but text lacks emotional tone, causing misunderstandings despite emoticons. When uncertain, call instead. Create space for conversation in daily routines, during meals, bath times, and relaxation. Coordinate schedules to be together. Walk together rather than driving separately. Revive tea and coffee rituals that pace the day. Despite globalization creating globish, a stripped-down language for efficiency, true conversation transcends language with its telepathic quality. As Henry James noted, we all have more perceptions than terms to translate them. Conversation remains the oldest, most captivating art, free to all. In times of soaring prices and shrinking time, it's a luxury costing nothing. By protecting these moments of genuine connection, we safeguard what makes us most deeply human.